this time, the Honorable Ms. Woodhouse will chair this hearing, so please just hang on to the phone.
Okay. Good morning, I'm sorry, I thought it was afternoon already. Good morning, Mr. Steele, could you please state your full name and your ABC number for the record?
30269.
Okay, and what's your full name, sir?
Eddie Joe Steele.
Thank you. You're appearing this morning before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for an absolute discharge hearing today. You have previously served an assault with a deadly weapon sentence for 5 years and an aggravated assault as well, which if I can read my own writing, was for 11 years. These crimes occurred in 1970 and later. The main crime that you're still serving, your main sentence you're still serving is a 25 to life for a robbery. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
Okay, and you're 65 years old, sir?
65, yes.
Okay, all right. We're here today to discuss an absolute discharge on this sentence. It looks like you've been on parole for a while. You had a parole, it looks like in 2000, and then in 2006, that was revoked, because it looks like you may have moved your residence without your PO's approval. Was that correct, sir?
Yes.
Okay, and that was, you said, but you were out for 6 years at that point.
Yeah.
And you're on parole now, and it looks like you got out in about January of 2012. Is that, as far as you remember, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and so now you're applying for absolute discharge. Okay, the crime involved, can you just tell us a little bit what the crime was, sir, that resulted in this, these sentences?
Okay, as long as you remember back.
I understand, just what you can remember.
Yeah, committed the robbery at a liquor store when I was 16. And I was just so stupid, like, there was a bunch of us that was involved with, I was the only one that was charged with it. But, just doing drugs when I was young.
What drugs were you?
LSD.
LSD, okay.
Yeah, not the drug we do.
Yeah, so I understand. Okay, so there was a number of you there that day, you say?
Yeah, there was a bunch of us in the van, and I wanted to get something to drink, and everything pouring on the avenue, but just, I was for the moment, it happened, and when it was all over, everybody had come and left me there, and I was just staring out in front of the place, all bloody, and yeah, we got to a heck of a fight. But, I'm not saying I didn't deserve the time and everything I got, but, I think I'm probably enough now. But, right now, a person who just in a nursing home, and I don't get up much, but, I think, really, I think that it's a kind of a waste of your resources, and you're gonna have a poor watch to come see me, and because when I don't get outside, if they ever do anything wrong, these people here will kick me out, so, you know. I'm being supervised quite a bit here.
Understood, all right. So, sir, are you able to move around? You're not able to move at all then, sir, without help?
I got a They lift me with the machine.
Okay.
Out of my bed into a wheelchair.
Okay.
And then back into bed.
Okay. So it's really your legs, it's your bottom part of your body that's...
Yeah.
And no lap.
From the waist down, I'm completely paralyzed.
Okay. All right, sir. How have you... what's your relationship then with your parole officer? I know she's on the phone, but what's your relationship with her?
We've had a real good relationship. It's like one of my only visits I do it. So I
so
gotta look forward to it.
You miss her. You'll be missing her.
we had a real good relationship.
Okay. And once you got out, how long have you been unable to walk and be mobile? How long?
Well, I was out for a year, and I got a job at Alpine Bakery.
Right.
And I was 60 years old then. And I was working, I guess, too hard, trying to keep the job and everything. And I asked the supervisor to go get a drink of water, but I was sweating bad. And I made it to about 10 feet from the drinking fountain. My legs went rubber on me, and I hit the ground, paralyzed. I have a stroke in my spine.
Ah, okay. Understood. Okay. All right. Would you like us to hear from your parole officer? We can certainly talk to her. She's online.
Sure, go ahead.
All right. So, Officer Nace, what would you like to add to this? Do you have anything to add?
Well, I pretty much put a supplement together saying that, you know, that he's been in compliance the whole time I've had him, which has been, I think, going on 2 years. I've had no issues with him. He was pretty much in compliance when I got him. I think his last violation was a misty way back like in 2010 or 2012. I'd have to find my notes. But other than that, he's been, you know, he's doing everything he's supposed to. Obviously, there's nothing he can do. He can't do UAs or anything like that. But, you know, I'm pretty satisfied with the way he's done it. You know, I just think this would be in the best interest of him because, you know, it's not to say it's a waste of my time because I'm not in the field anyway, but there's not much I can do for him other than just going and checking on him once a month.
Okay.
I guess that's about it.
All right. Thank you for that. Anything else?
No.
Okay. All right, back to you, Mr. Steele. Let's see if any of my fellow board members have questions for you. Does anyone have a question for Mr. Steele? All right, Mr. Steele?
Yes?
We're coming toward the end of your hearing, sir. Is there anything else you'd like to share with the board before we go into discussion and make a decision?
Not really, it's just that you don't even have to worry about me doing anything against the law ever again. I'm just hanging out here, being a good guy.
All right, sir. What will happen is the board will go into discussion, and we just ask you and Ms. Nace to just remain on the phone and just remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment.
Okay,
the board's now in discussion. Mr. Steele is, as of the injury he's had, he's pretty much immobile, pretty much can, with help, get to a wheelchair and then get around in his facility, and the information I read indicates that he'll likely be staying there and is not even able to leave the facility. And as he himself said, they'll keep him in line there because he needs their help to do pretty much everything. So he says himself it's a, quote, waste of resources for the PO to visit, although Officer Nace says she has no problem going there to see him. So. He has been in compliance with his parole. Anything that she's asked him to do with the exception of one Misty Way way back in time. I think at this point, given all of the circumstances, that I would lean toward granting absolute discharge for Mr. Steele, but I would listen to any input from fellow board members.
I agree.
All right, then I'm going to make a motion that that we grant absolute discharge to Eddie Steele, ADC number 30369.
Second.
Yes, agreed, everyone?
No, I don't agree.
Oh, okay, you're still thinking.
I'm just going to agree, I'm going to disagree.
Okay. All right. Mr. Neal, you agreed? Mr. Neal? You agreed?
Okay, I thought I seconded it, but it's okay.
I don't hear your voice because you're very, very soft voice. Okay, so Mr. Johnson seconded. Dr. White disagreed. Mr. Neal agreed and Mr. Neal disagreed. Okay, Mr. Steele?
Yes.
You were with the board's discussion and the vote. It was not a unanimous vote, sir. But it still will carry that the board voted to grant you absolute discharge, sir. The board's putting some trust in you, so we wish you the best. And this concludes your hearing. Thank you for participating, and thank you, Officer Mace.
Yes, so everybody has approved you, sir?
Yes.
Is it granted?
Yes. So
yes.
Thank you, okay, everyone, for participation, and this concludes the hearing.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.